This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Some Colorado schools are creating outdoor learning spaces for students who attend classes in person. Ann Shimke of Chalkbeat says the efforts are intended to reduce the chances of COVID-19 transmission.
You know, it removes the issue of poor indoor air ventilation. It gives the kids more space so that they can social distance, even if they can't do it forever because of winter weather, or if there is a COVID outbreak. Teachers like the idea of having some face-to-face relationship building early in the school year when they're meeting their kids.
Chalkbeats and Shimke. Academy 360 in Denver's Montbello neighborhood welcomes back students this week and got a grant to buy large shade structures, rolling whiteboards, and hotspots for internet access outside. Home builders have only become busier in the coronavirus era. New home sales doubled in July compared to last year, according to John Covert at Metro Study, which tracks data for home builders.
Some have just flat out had their best months and best, you know, second quarter that they've ever had. It's incredible.
Builders say demand is driven by low interest rates and a desire by home buyers to move out of dense neighborhoods. Permits to build new homes is up more than 8% this year. Permits for apartments have declined by 21%. Air quality over Labor Day weekend hasn't been great. Denverite's David Sachs has more.
Smoke hanging over Fort Collins, the Denver Metro, and the Eastern Plains from the Cameron Peak fire mirrors the haze of the past couple of days. But National Weather Service forecaster Evan Dorenzo says an intense cold front will push out the smoke Monday night.
The smoke plume will be traveling kind of east-southeast until the front comes through. It looks like, based on that model, around 7 p.m. is when the front starts to advance over the northern border.
Once the cold front arrives, Dorenzo says the smoke will move to the southwest and become displaced by denser air during a 60 to 70 degree temperature swing. I'm David Sachs for Denverite.
And coming up next on All Things Considered, nurses are among the Philippines' most sought after exports. A Filipino woman who came to the U.S. to become a nurse embraces her role as a frontline worker in the pandemic and how she's won colleagues over with her morale boosting performance. That's next on CPR News.